This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people getting really mad. I'm just going to come out and ask. It's a bad season. It's starting to become Freudian because it's been that bad so far this year. Should the best front office in town for a decade be out? Should we be calling for the heads of Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff? 216-474-0092. Should we be calling for heads? Because it still seems to be a gross overreaction on that. But there are a lot of fans who are very upset by all this. And I tell you what, if Owen ends up being right some way, somehow, like he's getting that stealing feeling about Stephen Kwan. I mean, if that happens, you will have people calling for heads. So this is, it's as bad as you thought it could be, but the reality of it is even worse.
So I definitely saw over the weekend, obviously, deservedly so, there's anger, but it wasn't just about this summer. I mean, this offseason, heading into this season. It's not just about what they did, the Naylor trade, the fact that they slashed payroll, the fact that, you know, they cried poor after an ALCS. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just about that. The squandering of that opportunity. Now, it's almost been a decade's worth of pent-up aggression. And the only pushback I will present is, didn't it seem to you, Kenny, like a lot of people that have lost a bunch of arguments about the Guardians are now getting in because this is their chance to win the argument?
Well, you've said it before that there's any time you just wait around, you're going to end up being right in an argument, right or wrong, or positive or negative. You wait around long enough, you're going to win some sort of an argument. But for those people, I mean, there have been truthers of this team for quite a long time. And those people are feeling vindicated right now
because of what's going on here this year. They get to step up and say, I was right. Now, there are things that they certainly have been right about, but they've gotten past. Like, the team has overcome. They've exceeded so many expectations every year. It's why I've given them the benefit of the doubt when I clearly shouldn't have at the beginning of this year. Like, I should have seen what everybody else had been complaining about from moment one about this offseason, that it didn't seem like they were truly willing to put a contender on the field. But I would sit here and say, yeah, but they win so many trades. The development with the pitching staff time and time again, the way the bullpen has been good, you know, so often has been such a strength. I knew they weren't going to have a bullpen like they did last year, and they were never going to have a defense just as outstanding as last year. You were never going to replicate those things. But, you know, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. I continually did that. I will say, like, people making it seem like the Dolans and the front office have never cared about winning. I think you've lost a bunch of arguments over the years, and you feel like you can finally win one. How can you say they've never tried to win?
I think that's
kind of laughable.
I think there's a difference this year. I think that there's something to be said for the past where, no, you can't prove that. But for this year, when you don't make moves coming off an ALCS appearance, when the American League, still isn't that great. I know it's better than maybe what it was last year, but it's not like it's anything that's just so prohibitive to you to try to go out there and win. When you have those type of things happen and then you don't go out and pounce on any opportunity, like I've said, well, you can't go out and get Juan Soto. The fans aren't asking for Juan Soto. No one's asking for 10, 15 years and $765 million on a deal. But you know what you could do? You could invest in it a little bit better. You could have made better moves. You could have made moves that would show you that you are investing on it. Because I think that where I get this mixed up, and I'll tell you, I'll take some of the loss on this, definitely. It can't be feast or famine. It can't be, well, you wanted Juan Soto, we didn't get Juan Soto. No one's talking about him. But when you're talking about the investment of it, I don't know, Austin Hedges is a great rah-rah guy. Would I rather spend $4 million on somebody else right now that could actually go up there and play some defense and hit? Do I have to have Austin Hedges? And it's easier to say, well, yeah, you keep Austin Hedges when you're coming off the season like you did last year. But you were better ready for last year's season than you are for this year's season where there is nothing here. Again, these guys are not just young guys where I could yell and go, hey, you guys scouted these guys and they're terrible. These are non-starter players. And what I mean by non-starter, like guys you would start on like a Monday, Tuesday, I mean they're non-starters for conversation. Nobody's calling in about Jonathan Rodriguez or Nolan Jones even, or certainly Will Wilson. Nobody's calling in about those guys. You might call in about Bo Naylor, but just a bitch about him. You might call in about Chase DeLauder, but he keeps getting left to AAA. So I'm not ready to take over a decade of good competitive baseball and throw it out the window and say, these guys need to go. But you're either in a position where you're starting to build or you're mounting evidence against. That's part of the reason I want Chase DeLauder up here so bad. It's not about what he's going to help us and save us. I don't know. You're 40 and 48. You haven't been that great. You're under 500 even at home. You're not a great baseball team. I don't think Chase DeLauder is going to save your season. But you know what else he does? If he hits well, then why did you wait? If he doesn't hit well, then why did you draft him? I can use it against or for the front office here. Because if you're not in it to win it right now, and it seems that they are not, I got to have something to build for my future. And these are not future players.
No.
Carlos Santana being an everyday player at 39 years old does not get anybody excited for anything.
So should we
hey, it's a great thing that he's here for the third time in his career. But I don't think that anybody's out there going, well, we can't let go of Carlos because we love him so much. No one's doing that.
Should we have been louder when they made that move? Should we have
over
wondered...
Over Carlos Santana?
Santana was...
We should have been louder the entire offseason is when we should have been louder. I feel some responsibility for it. You should feel some responsibility for it.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I want to know, you know, the level. There was some outrage, no doubt, about this offseason. It wasn't nearly, obviously, what it is today. But now we've seen them lose 10 in a row.
And I'll tell you exactly what plays into this. I'm sorry. I'm going off on a tangent here, and maybe I should stop. But I'll tell you what plays into this. We know they keep receipts over there. We saw them do it with one radio show host over here before. I think they've done it with a couple before, where when you declare the season dead, then all of a sudden they start to get it going. And then that makes the guys in the media kind of afraid to go after the team. The Browns don't do that. The Cavs don't seem to do that. I know that they kind of go after, and it's some of their beat reporters and things like that, but I've never seen anything nasty towards you or I. But anytime you get to clucking about the Guardians over there, well, they're going to keep all their receipts for it. Hell, I hope they do. I hope they go and they win 10 in a row right now and play this audio for everybody to hear. I don't care about that. I want to see them do well, but I'm telling you right now, I think that that does play into it because so many times before we've been on the cusp. We've been on the cusp of being mean towards Antonetti and Chernoff. We've been on the cusp of being mean towards this organization. And only really when it's been a true insult, like when Paul Dolan said to the enjoy him thing when it came to Francisco Lindor, only when it's been a true insult have we really ever taken off the gloves. But damn it, I feel a lot of people find this to be insulting right now. Because they don't care. Yeah. They don't want to hear their owners crying poor.
So you started the segment asking whether or not the best organization in town for a decade needs to get bounced over this.
And I still don't.
I don't either. They obviously deserve a ton of criticism for lack of development with their lineup, with their hitters, right? Their young hitters. That absolutely is something that they need to wear because it's been a while now. The constant platooning, whether it's in the outfield, middle infield. I mean, this has been going on forever. Now you have your... your situation at catcher. You have your situation at first base. I mean, it seems like everywhere. There's so many holes now. So they definitely need to wear that. My only question is, how much of that, what about the financial side of things, right? So this is the first year they lose. This is the first year they lose, you know what? They're out $40, $45, maybe $50 million to local
your
TV.
Your estimation.
So that's going to get estimation. That's going to be every year now. They are not getting, there's nobody locally.
So you're telling me it's going to be even worse in the future?
There's going to be nobody locally saving them local TV money. I mean, they're hoping, baseball's hoping that the regional model gets replaced by Amazon or whatever.
And you know what a lot of fans are saying? Tough bleep. I got my own problems. I don't want to hear about your problem with money. I don't want to hear about it. We've revamped the stadium. Okay, we've done all that. It ain't my fault that you went belly up on your television deal.
Sure, but
I'm speaking for the fans now.
Sure, but what does it mean for the organization?
So it means that they're going to continue to let the fans down if you're giving them all those type of excuses right there.
If they're going to have that much less money to work with every year, let's just assume
Get ready to hear some real bitching.
But I'm talking about from the front office perspective. How much of the brunt should they have to... What when we're talking about a front office that we have universally praised... Over the years.
Yeah.
And don't just ask us. Ask anybody
Buster
around baseball.
Olney, Tim Kirk, Jr., I think, joins us tomorrow.
They look at them as overachievers every year. I know there are people that are getting louder about, wait a second, they don't develop the lineup. They don't develop the bats.
I would say two things. The first thing is, I guess it puts more pressure on you in your first round draft picks that you have, in your high draft picks that you have. It puts more pressure on the trades for the young prospects that you got. So for these young pitchers that you have, they better start to work out there in the starting rotation. You better at least have that at the end of the season. So it's going to put more pressure on you. And the other thing is I think that a lot of fans go, tough bleep, sell the team then. Yeah, I don't want to hear you complaining about your money. Other fans got real complaints about their money. They don't need to hear millionaires complaining about their money and hearing the same old tired-ass arguments that even you and I try to shy away from because it just turns into an old, comfortable shoe. Ah, they can't spend a lot of money. Ah, this is a problem with baseball. Ah, this is why Major League Baseball. And we play the same hits over and over again. They're not hits anymore. They're tired of hearing it. It's the Hotel California of sports arguments where it's like you just hear it and you don't even ask for it. So, yeah. Get ready to hear some complaining. If it continues to go that way and I keep hearing the same old sorry-ass argument about how much money they don't have, then fine, then sell the damn team. I don't think that the other person is going to come in. I don't think David Blitzer is going to come in here and run it at anything but a business. But I do think that somebody might have an opportunity to go, hey, you know what? Maybe we're not so beholden to the television deal as we need to be. Maybe we should make an investment on this team. We can make money in the postseason because we just went to the ALCS. And again, it's not about spending with the Yankees and Dodgers and Mets, but you'd like to be somewhere in the ballpark of some consistency to bring to your baseball team.
I'm trying
team.
To keep it to the front office because I'm asking, is the front office going to be capable to overcome this? Is there another front office when people over the weekend were saying,
probably
bounce
not.
All of them.
Probably not.
Is there another front office that could come in and overachieve and will be able to do so with $40 to $50 million less a year?
216-474-0092. Should the best front office in town for a decade be out? And that's why I'm not willing to cross that threshold and say that no, they shouldn't be out. Because I don't think they should be out because of what you just point out there. And there's no faith that other guys would come in there and do any better of a job. I, as mad as I am, I can't just fire people because I'm mad at them. I have to fire people because I have no faith that they're going to be able to put a good ball club together. And coming off an ALCS, yes, they deserve more time. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, and too much or not enough is the question that happened over the weekend. That's in 5 minutes on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I saw your pictures.
Did I?
You and the family. Oh, you didn't have a good fourth?
That's a very... It's just very, compared to the 4th of July festivities I used to take part in, some of it was
you gotta stop.
Gallivanting all over.
Babies wouldn't do beer bongs with
this
you, now it's not a good 4th.
I've done D.C. for the 4th, I've done Boston for the 4th, I've been in Miami for the 4th. This was very different.
You're the worst person in the world.
Congratulations on all your success.
He is.
This little thing that you're doing right now is horrible.
It's so annoying.
We went outside for most of the days and just... We put some water in a little kiddie pool. We have a water table. Oh, yeah. We have a sink. The sink is pretty impressive. It just keeps filling itself. I mean, I'm pretty amazed at something like that. It sustains itself. That was, though, the kids love that
one. You need to seek therapy. I'm mad at you.
The kids did love that one.
I really hate your guts right now.
Of course, that did ruin the back lawn.
He just keeps moving. See, he always says, if you're going to perpetually find ways to make yourself miserable, guess what? You're going to be miserable. Yeah. Or maybe you're only happy when you're miserable. I'm not sure. Maybe you're only contented. Because if you sit there, I've spent 4th of July's.
There's a lot of hair pulling from the two kids.
Not and doing.
A lot of screaming.
Not in Boston and not in D.C. and not doing the God knows what that you've done for 4th of July. But I've had some good 4th of Julys before I had kids. Like, you have to adjust. You are going to have to adjust here, or you're not going to be a happy camper whatsoever.
Mason got outside of the gate, but he was walking around barefoot, shirtless. I mean, we look like hillbillies. It was a hillbilly setup.
No one made
that sounds like something that happens in South Bay. Absolutely.
No one made you get
South
married
Central
and have
Bay.
Kids. I thought I had a wonderful 4th of July.
Good.
I set off the fireworks. It was fantastic.
What time did you set them off?
Okay, actually, it was a little later this year. It was about 9:15, 9:20. Usually, I like to get everything started there at dusk. I don't want to go too late because it is it's a very sweaty proposition. I know at the end of it, it might be a 15 or a 20-minute display because it takes a while to get it all going and things like that. And it can only be one man or maybe two men depending on if my neighbors help me out. Friday I did have my one neighbor help me out. But I mean, you're sweating your ass off at the end of the show. And then you have to clean up afterwards, which now I finally got the kids to help clean all that stuff up.
Is that the only thing they're helping you with the show?
What else?
I totally forgot to bring this up to you guys.
What?
We had a spectacular show in Parma, as we do every year on 4th of July, that this year my brother-in-law and my son put on. He was in charge of the blowtorch. He was ready to go. He was part of the helping out.
We're not there yet.
You have that kind of trust.
In this one, I do.
Well, yeah.
He's definitely... He minds his P's and Q's. He's ready to go. He has a checklist. He's ready to go every time.
You see,
there's one of them that you ain't getting that blowtorch.
I gotta tell you, as long as I'm kicking, I don't know if I'm really ever gonna trust them with it.
Sometimes you gotta let it go, man.
I guess, man. But damn, I find it very hard to trust other people around flammables.
Because at least it's fun again, and I don't sit there and be an old curmudgeon and go, "It was my babies all weekend. It sucked. I didn't get to go party with my friends in Miami."
He's gonna do that no matter what. That's just the way he is. He sucks.
Why doesn't Mason want to go on ski trips with his dad?
You were mad about there were too many fireworks at your place?
No, so I...
Or they lasted too long? Or?
No, I'm asking the question because this certainly has definitely exploded past just, hey, we're having fireworks on July 4th.
Nice pun.
Now, it was... Honestly, in my neighborhood, and boy, did I see some videos, some awesome videos from certain areas, certain neighborhoods.
You watch videos of people they put up with their fireworks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're the guy.
No. This was different. The one on the near west side of Cleveland, I mean, it made all the local affiliates. Like, this was a very homemade event right off the streets. Looks very dangerous. Looks borderline, like... Straight trip to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Like, you're ready to roll. Was it, like, West 67th or West?
I didn't know that.
Right over there?
Go look it up.
Yeah, it made all the different Cleveland Instagram sites or whatever. I'm like, man, the fire department, I don't know if they signed off on this one. But beyond that, July 4th was Friday, right?
Yeah.
The proceedings went on from Thursday straight into, I think, this morning. So my question to you is, what is too much? Because you know every year we do this topic, people bring up pets and children.
Uh-huh.
Right? They feel bad for the pets because the pets can't do anything.
Veterans.
And veterans come up as well. And so my question is, when is it too much? Like, I don't have a problem with it. My kids slept through it. My kids slept through it all weekend, so it wasn't a problem. My wife wasn't woken up to. When she would have woken up, I probably would have had a problem with it. She didn't. So it didn't bother me.
She knew your full 8 hours or we're all going to hear about it.
Eight. It seems like 10. So the Limas were fine. So I have no problem with it, but I definitely see the Facebook pages and they're like, boy, 4th of July turned into a whole month. So what is too much?
All right. So my thought was, because it was a weekend, Thursday, Friday, even Saturday. Sunday, people got to go work next day. Your 4th of July weekend is over, which I kind of felt bad about that yesterday. I go, man, 4th of July is a wonderful holiday, and now we're done, and we're moving on to the second half of the year. But I thought Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because we kicked around maybe setting them off on Saturday. By the time Friday came around, I go, nope, they're going off tonight. This is 4th of July. This is when we're doing it. They wanted to kick around doing it on Thursday in my neighborhood. I said, nah, let's just go to 4th of July. We'll do it that day. But that was it. There was one day, and that was it. And I didn't hear anything.
Really?
I don't think I heard anything on Thursday or Saturday.
Our community one was Thursday. We do ours on the 3rd every year. Bay's was on Saturday.
Yeah.
So then you had Friday, the actual day, right? But all the surrounding communities, I attended a party, you know, families on Saturday evening where the big draw was, hey, at 10 o'clock, we're setting them off and we know this one neighbor likes to call the cops. Let's see how long we can go. And absolutely, at 17 minutes, we decided we're getting in the car and leaving. And as we got in the car, here came the cruisers. And I left. I don't know how it ended. Couldn't tell you. But I know they did have a chat.
Well, it's always like, how much longer are you guys going? Right. I think it's... Now, how late did you say it was?
10 o'clock. That's what time you do fireworks.
10 o'clock is the time you do fireworks.
Yeah, now, when I lived in Tremont, you would hear it right up until 2 in the morning.
Right.
I mean, every single time, well, right around there.
That's the best thing about, besides everyone, we go to Parma on the 4th every year. Everyone around does it, but the even better thing is, like, 11 o'clock, we leave, and the whole drive home.
You can see it.
On I-90, up the Jennings and all on I-90 is just fireworks constantly. The haze of the fireworks smoke that fills the air, and then looking to either side of the highway and seeing the fireworks, and it's a great time.
Back home, I just feel there is a sense in setting them off, a sense of responsibility. Not one I always had. I mean, when I was a teenager and into my early 20s, My buddy's brother, Brian, I mean, we'd set him off till 3, 4 in the morning. Like, you just, it wasn't a question of if the cops would come. It was how many times. And then by year 3, Perry Police would come and go, if we got to come again, that's it. You know how this is going to go. If we get called here again, that's it. And 45 minutes later, sure as hell, they go, that's it. Get the hell out of here.
So but what nobody's getting cited the first time, right?
Yeah. I guess my question is, what is the line? Because we're all celebrating America, right? But it's going to come directly at the expense of your neighbors.
Well, you want to celebrate America, but you don't want to use it as an excuse to be an a-hole. That's something I had to learn as I got older.
Well, this year is a little less, right? Because you had... It was on Friday, so you had the wraparounds of Thursday and Saturday, yes. And then everybody gets... Next year, it's on Saturday. Are there people going to go Sunday evening? Because people are going back to work Monday morning. That's where it really... I think last night, if you were doing it last night, you were the a-hole. Like, it was...
Sunday night, going
back to work.
Yeah, that's just a non... How many were
you... Plus, it's 2 days, you know, after
the main event. I have to applaud the people that still had some left in the arsenal.
Uh-huh.
Like, how do you ration that? Like, how do you decide, not going to set these
unless
off on the
went,
end of the...
Unless you went and got the... I don't know if they do it like they do Christmas candy, where you get the deep discounts on December 28th.
There you go. Anything,
or maybe you got deep discounts.
Everything must go sale. So, well, I still have another night of partying, right?
Does the gunpowder go bad?
What if you have like a few of the extra ones as well? Like, if it's just like on like a Sunday, you hear like that, and that's it. Like, someone just set off their oh, I have a bottle rocket I just found. I think that's okay. But if you're setting off whole displays. I mean, congratulations, you ain't got to work on a Monday, but my God, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but I'm telling you, the only time I heard him, and it was all throughout Streetsboro, was on Friday night. I didn't hear any on Saturday.
The way the weekend went, that my neighbors could have set him off in my bedroom, and last night by 9 o'clock, I was not hearing anything.
Yeah. It was an early bed for me last night. LeBron is sending out, he was partying during 4th of July, he's sending out more of these messages. All right, go ahead. Tell me about what this was, because everybody kept sending me a picture of, who was that, Allie Clifton, mm-hmm. who used to be here, and she was in a Cavs jersey, and who was the kid sitting next to her? There was some guy sitting next to her also in I imagine it was a LeBron jersey, a Cavs jersey, and this was local?
Well, it was...
On one of the lakes? Where was this at? This is from LeBron's account?
Yeah, well, it was not only that, he apparently has been working out really all week. At the Cavs practice facility, which I got to be honest, I didn't even know that was legal. Now, he took to Twitter to say, you know, come on, guys, you're wasting your time. I do this every year.
Okay.
I'm like, I feel like we would have seen those pictures every year.
No, you don't. You don't do that every year. You don't post welcome home hats and you're playing golf at Portage Lakes. You don't post that you're on the Portage Lakes or wherever the hell you were. With people who used to work for the Cavs and now work the Lakers television spectrum, right? Yeah. Over there in Los Angeles. You don't post those pictures every single year. At least that, because how I know you don't is because people would try to make it a big deal every single year. Every single year. All right, he's already thinking about coming home. He's already thinking about Cleveland. So you can't say you do that every year. He might work out in Cleveland every year. I'll grant him that. But the other stuff, don't tell me you're not trying to get my attention. And I'm talking me being the fans' attention, everybody's attention. Don't tell me you ain't trying to get our attention and get us to talk about you. That's the most LeBron move I've ever seen.
So is he trying to get us to talk about him, or is he trying to get the Lakers' attention?
I think he's trying to get everyone. The Lakers have their own decisions. I mean, they could try to trade him if they wanted to, or they could say, you signed in for $52.6 million. Damn it, you're going to play for $52.6 million. I think he's trying to get the conversation going, and maybe he's trying to get some conversation started about getting a trade, or at least making the Lakers appreciate him a little bit more. If Rich Paul feels that they don't have the want for right now and the want to compete right now and that they're only building for the future, well, obviously LeBron, there's not very much of a future, so he'd like to start that conversation. But he ain't posting stuff in Maverick stuff or Heat stuff or anything else. He's posting stuff in Cleveland stuff because I think that's the only place he would ever want to go back to. I do believe he is keenly aware. I know he's mentioned the Kevin Durant situation before. I do believe he's keenly aware of legacy. And how if you add just another jersey on top of that, a different jersey, it does come off very Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, at the end of your career, holding on for dear life. He played with one of those guys holding on for dear life, and Shaquille O'Neal, for crying out loud. I think he's very aware of that. I think there's two places he'd be willing to play. Los Angeles, and I don't think he's very thrilled with Los Angeles, and in Cleveland. And I think he just wants people to have that conversation just to see if there is any grease on the rail that would get something like that machine moving again. I do believe it wholeheartedly. I think that he knows he's at the twilight of his career, and maybe he's ready to come home a third time. Well, you don't just post this stuff out of nowhere. I don't care.
This has got to be such a bizarre scenario for somebody who has had all the leverage, not only over his cities, his teams, but the entire NBA. And this is the first time he doesn't really have that. He is over there. That team is built around another guy and not him. Like, the Lakers are talking about the future revolving around Luka. They are not talking about the future revolving around LeBron. And they didn't have a new contract for him. He only could pick up his option on this year. Yes. He's going to make like 50-some million. And so that was it. He's out of options, really, outside of making things uncomfortable, which, of course, he's been able to do throughout his entire career. That's about the only lever he has to pull and to try to see how comfortable the Lakers are with any of that. So this has got to be weird for LeBron, who still was amazing last year. Second team All-NBA, I said he was easily one of the top 10 players in the league last year.
Well,
he was durable. He was there, you know, game in and game out. Now, he maybe some load management on the defensive side, certainly. You can understand that at this stage of his career.
But there's no, I don't think there's a doubt about that he's trying to get this conversation started with everybody. And in so many ways, you know, if I was him, I'd have to say in so many ways, rightfully so, because no one wants to admit that it's almost over. They can see it, but they don't want to admit it, and everybody wants to be wanted. And I know you, everybody knows for a fact that he's a guy who loves being wanted. 216-474-0092. All right, Matt Derry coming up at 8:01. Coming up in 5 minutes on About Last Night, Luis Ortiz was dealing like Doyle Brunson. Allegedly. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Away you go, Meredith.
Morning, gentlemen. So you mentioned Luis Ortiz briefly. I know you guys didn't get a ton of time to talk about it, but I wanted to start with him. He is on the non-disciplinary paid leave list. I believe I got that right, by Major League Baseball, while they investigate what is reported to be gambling and microbats. I think that was the word that you were looking for earlier today. Microbats is what the when you're betting on
micro. Yeah, we said props. So yeah, microbats.
Microbats when they're talking about individual pitches. So Chris Antonetti actually spoke about this. This was on Thursday before the Cubs game. So this is what he said initially when he said that when he was asked about his reaction when he heard the news.
Not something we were expecting. You know, you get a call and you're informed of that, and you just, my mind immediately went to, okay, what do we need to do next? And there was very real practical things that we needed to do, which was make sure we were in a position to have a starting pitcher here tonight for us. And that's really where we focused.
And obviously that starting pitcher was Joey Cantillo. That's who they called up.
That is it was a bizarre circumstance. I thought when it came out, because we were doing the podcast when the story came out, and immediately your mind went to one of two conclusions, which was all speculative, so we couldn't say very much. One was obviously PEDs. The other one was gambling. The pitches that they show over and over on the internet, I mean, is that a pitch that he doesn't throw a lot of? Is that the one does look very, very bad, but I mean, I've seen good pitchers throw terrible pitches before. I mean, I'm not trying to make a nuclear louche thing, but man, it's very difficult to decipher if these things are on purpose or not, Tone.
Well, look at the Terry Rozier investigation that led to what? It led to him.
Just had to say he was bad at basketball.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, guys in their, like Malik Beasley right now with Detroit, I mean, he has lost who knows how many millions of dollars, right? Mm-hmm. And if he just ends up getting cleared of this like Terry Rozier did, their names are in mud. They're really hard to prove these things. That's the point. Now, maybe the way they look at it, or investigators of the leagues look at it, or the sports books in conjunction with them, because they partner up on these things, there's so much money involved. Maybe they think, well, it's impossible to prove any of this, but we know it happened.
Well, I think some of the
pitches... We know it happened, and we saw the bets that came in. They have to know one way or another, so we don't care. Tarnishing them, you know...
It just... All of it seems to be so silly, because, again, you would, if you come to an agreement with a pitcher on a first pitch of an inning, all right, but if you spend more on it, you can't, it's going to get a red flag. If there's more action on that pitch, then it's going to get a red flag. But what's the point of coming to an agreement with a pitcher if it's not going to make a lot of people a lot of money, including probably the pitcher or somebody close to the pitcher? So it's all nefarious, and that's why it's all stupid. That's why I still believe that, yeah, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NHL, the NBA, everybody, I think that there has to be some sort of there has to be a career type of death penalty to stop people from doing this.
Okay, so can we not make the jokes anymore with, like, Kevin Stefanski? Kevin, can we call your first play of the year? Because now you can bet on that stuff. So is it not a joking matter, or is still the onus on the bettor? Like, hey, this is supposed to be fun. If you wanna bet on who's gonna score first, or you wanna bet on one pitch, a micro bet? If you wanna do that,
micro bet, so you can
have fun.
Yeah,
have a micro dose of betting.
Have fun doing that, but understand that bet that you are about to make is the easiest one of all time to manipulate. Mm-hmm. So it's on you. It's on you, the bettor. Are we ever gonna get to that spot?
No.
So I have one more cut from Antonetti that I want to play, because he was clarifying what they can and can't do, what Luis Ortiz can and can't do while the investigation is going on. And he was asked if anyone from the organization has reached out, because the organization can still talk to him. He just can't be in the facilities. And then Antonetti was asked if anyone from the organization has reached out to him. And this is what he said.
I don't know the answer to that. Nothing official, but we have lots of players and staff, so it's hard for me to say if someone did or not. I just don't know.
And that's the part that sticks out to me the most, because that feels like that's just
in a baseball.
Right, exactly. It's a microcosm of everything that's going on, that You're like, hey, you should know everything that's going on in your organization at all times. That's literally your job. And then they're like, hey, has anybody reached out to Luis Ortiz?
They're not asking about the hot dog guy or the beer vendor. They're asking about the head coach.
It's a big organization. There's a lot of people. I don't know.
Outstanding.
The GM yourself, Chris.
What do you guys make of that?
I find it to be pretty odd that he doesn't know, but I find this whole thing to be odd. I think the allegations are odd. Again, what can you prove? What can't you prove? And again, you can always, teammates can always talk to other teammates. Now, I don't think you can talk through them or anything like that, but yeah, people talk all the time. It's a big organization. Who's to know?
All right, so let's move on to basketball. The Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets trade was completed over the weekend. I had to write this down to make sure that I got it all correct, but there were 7 teams involved. So it's the Rockets, the Hawks, the Nets, the Warriors, the Lakers, the Timberwolves, and the Suns. 6 players, 1 first-round pick. There was a 12 second-round picks were moved. Houston made a second-round pick swap. Like, just so many things.
Second apron, baby.
Had to happen.
A lot of stuff going on.
To get this trade off. So my question, I've got 2 questions. First off, have we lost the plot in the NBA? Like, when you're at the point where you're moving every single player among 7 different teams, not every single player, but what feels like every single player and every pick that you have in your arsenal, have we lost the plot with these trades?
Yes, I think to some degree, because it's very difficult. When you talk about this during our offseason and you mention things like, well, the Cavs don't really have a first-round pick. Well, no, they have first-round picks, but then you can't really move first-round picks. There's not much you could do. It becomes very hard to find the Cliff Notes version to say anything. So you have to go into the minutiae of everything. But at the same time, I think that I want to stick with this situation or this system for a while and see if this one actually if this actually works, because I think it does put more on team building. But I think it punishes teams that have built good teams.
Yeah, you're totally punished for drafting well. You're punished for making great trades. So I think they went way too far to protect against the Super League thing. The other thing, I think basketball's got to be careful here. The one thing basketball has over baseball and football is that their fans had understood the salary cap, could come up with their own trades. They could make it logical. Their podcasters could talk about it. It's the one league where fans know, if you really are into the league, you know every player. You literally know every usable player in the league. Can't say that for the NFL. Certainly can't say that in baseball, not even close. So it's been the easiest sport to talk about for 24/7, 365. You've really muddied a lot of this when it comes to the second apron and the new CBA. They're making it really hard to talk about. And that is a big, that's something the NBA has never had to worry about.
No.
They got to be careful with it.
So if you look at the other side of the coin, what if you're, as a Cavs fan, you're looking at that and saying, well, if the Rockets and the Suns could make this happen with a 7-team trade, could the Cavaliers find a way to make this happen for LeBron James?
Yeah.
It's like a precedent, right?
Yeah, there's always a way. It's just what are you willing to pay for in the back end? What are you willing to deal with on the back end?
Really? Because
yeah, they could go get LeBron. I think they could only probably end up playing with 9 guys, but you can go out and get LeBron James. It's just going to cost you dearly on the back end. Are you willing to do that to win now?
You've got 2 options. You've got 2 options, which is, you know, have to trade part of your core, Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Max Strus, whatever, straight up for LeBron. That's one way. The other way is, and you can only do this before, because they're in the second apron now officially, you can only do this in the offseason. It's a null and void once the season starts, which is hope he talks his way into a buyout. And then you can pick him up. But you can't, in the second apron, it's one of the clauses, you can't take on anything in terms of money once the season starts for a buyout. Cavs will not be able to do any buyouts, which used to be a tool that a lot of the teams that were capped could do. You can't do it anymore once the season starts.
What do you think LeBron be willing to say to get a buyout? You got to go out there and make an ass of yourself. Are you willing to make an ass of yourself to get a buyout?
Oh, I tweeted over the weekend that George Costanza trying to get fired from the Yankees.
Attention, Palinka and front office morons. My name is LeBron James. I fear no reprisal. That's it for about last night. Matt Derry, is it time to tear it all down? What exactly would you be tearing down? As the Guardians have lost 10 in a row, Derry's going to join us coming up in 5 minutes on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.